diese Aloche, das hohe Schongo, afilo mebe, bishif von Biakum und Bikotten, afilo bioi bevatsmei, afilo bishet, so der Rambam mentions everything. But instead, afilo bishet, the Rambam mentions, afilo shomake la masre, the loyo. If he heard a voice that is masre, and he didn't see, so that's called check. In other words, any invisible, destructive force, so is called check. So sometimes shed means a germ. Now here, this is a certain kind of a sickness. Now the Shach says, Haine mashikirin b'washin acher, marzeh, oi maloki u'washin peirin v'usye, kaltenish. Now, I remember when I was a child in Poland, there were certain children who were affected with their disease. So the hair became intertwined in one and another. And I remember, now today, I mean, there are other ways of curing it. But I remember when I was a child, I remember a boy who had their disease, and the mother was told by the doctor to pour boiling water on the hair. And the boy used to scream after heaven on top of his lungs. So, I mean, today they cure it very easily because this is an infection like any other disease. So, that's called, so in other words, we nasa blilo al vishet. A shed is an invisible mazik. So, it said, risakono visiron. So, if a woman, let's say, has that disease in her hair, and the hair are entangled and intertwined one in the other, so the Mordechai says it's not tichtit. Loichatz, why is it tichtit? Now, the Gilya Mashon mentions all the time, and then Veison Sheyesh Lehem Kimin Kliyos. Now this is the Mokeh for the Psach in certain Shailas. Just this last Friday, I had a Shaila. A woman called out, and she said that she had oral surgery on the gums. I mean, the back of the gums. It's a bizarre story. Also, she had oral surgery, and then she has stitches in those gums. And the surgeon, the oral surgeon, put a packing on top of the stitches. And the oral surgeon told her that she cannot remove the packing or the stitches for a period of 4 months, and if she will remove it, it'll be very detrimental to her. Now, she wanted to know whether it is tzitzit or not. So I asked her for her name, because one is not allowed, I think, one is not allowed to pass kushayla to anyone without knowing his name. Suppose you find out that you forgot to ask a certain question, and then you can't even call up that person. So whenever I get a shayla, I ask for the name of the person. So this woman said, no, she feels embarrassed in telling her name. So I told her, I mean, you don't have to feel embarrassed, but I'm not interested in knowing your name. I'll just refer to you as Lady X. But I want your number in case I think of something, of an extra question, I have to call you. So I want to know whom to call. I don't have to know your name. So she gave me the number, hesitatingly. I mean, she was afraid, apparently, that I will try to find out Amina name. But she gave me the number without telling the name. And that was the Shaila. And on the basis of this Mordechai, so I felt that it's not a tzitzit. Because it's the same aloha. It's mamish, the same aloha. So what are the reasons for this Mordechai? They said, but as a matter of fact, this is even, the Mordechai is involved in more serious Shaila than this Shaila. We'll soon see why. Because it's only on a mute. In other words, so apparently the Mordechai has reference to the case where the entanglement of the hair does not cover the bulk of the hair, just a mute of the hair. Because if it covers the bulk of the hair, so then according to Shizagini, so even if not Makbid is Chelfit. Alright. Mishum Deinu Makbedes. Beis, Mishum Dehavi Yeseya Minimachas. כדליל סיפה. אורייט. So, גימור משום קימדים חד כתום לזה בו זה, חד כיבלוע. As a matter of fact, there is a certain inconsistency between Beis and Gimel. Because he says, Mishim dahab yeisem ni ma'achas, kidumiyum sifei. So, why do we say that yeisem ni ma'achas? So it's good there. Because it's not very tight. Now, so then, if it's not very tight, it's loose, so in other words, water can penetrate between the knots. Between the cracks, the openings in the knots. So how does he say in Gimel? We should keep the mahadik tume. We should keep the mahadik tume. Zebo ze habit bolua o misastom in the loin tame. Vichidu in tame is loy chayitz. So in other words, it's mimonefshach. In other words, because it can sometimes, the hair are so entangled that water can pass through. I mean, are so entangled that water cannot pass through. And sometimes, it's not so tightly entangled. The hairs are not so tightly entangled. So mimonefshach. Is that right? So it's a mimonefshach. If it's not so tightly entangled, so then it's not a chitze, because water can pass through. And if it is tightly entangled and intertwined, so then it's not a chitze either, because if it's mahadik tume zebo ze, habe ki bolua ubeis astoi, de loy mitame, vichim de loy mitame is loy chaitze. What does it mean? But roh me beis maim gimel. The answer is, that can be explained, the Loshin Gimel can be explained in accordance with the Shita of Rambam and Pano, that there is a distinction between Beis Astor and Beis Abulua. So what is the distinction between Beis Astor and Beis Abulua? Beis Astor means something that is not visible in the normal position. But Beis Ashechi, so if you raise the hand, if you raise the hand like this, and you look at it, it's only visible. Balua means it's not visible, period. It cannot be seen. Like a bullet that was shot into the organism. Now Rabbi Kibeya has a tumor. A certain woman, so the doctors told her that she must have, because it's sakone for her to conceive, so they must put a ring in her womb. So the question Rabbi Kibeya was asked, whether this is a tefillah or not a tefillah. So Rabbi Kibeya is matter on the basis of this Mordechai, and then he says, and he's also Mitzari, because it's a Beis Astorim, and Beis Astorim, so Bias Maim Loi Binon, and so but only Bias Maim Binon, so the Ritmo Shite is that it's only Rabbanon, so anyway. So he mentions everything as a sniffer. I mean, he could be moderate without all that, but he mentions all that. And then, because of the Shite of the Rambam Lepano, and the Arayas, so a ring in the womb is more than Beis Astorim. It's by Moki Balua. I mean, it's impossible to see it. It's not like Beis Ashechi and Beis Ha'elbo. So it's possible to see. So that is impossible to see altogether. So the melee here he says, Habiki Balua Beis Astorim. Why does he mention Balua? Because the Gilei Marsho took notice of the Shite of the Rambam Pano. So here, because if it had been just like Beis Astorim, so then it's Rol Beis Maim Binon. But it's Balua, it's more than Beis Astorim. So even Rol Beis Maim is not necessary. Dalet, and this is the biggest Chiddush. Dalet, Kibdoi Botzeri Galchon, Lepnei Sakone, Have Rebise, Uchmoy Deam Binon Binuber, Dahay Rebise, Veini Mechitzetzesot, Kibdise Mechirik Oro Dafanches, Begiyeres, Shemizgayet. So that is the biggest chiddush in that Mordechai, in that Rav Yom. In other words, so since he's not allowed b'fnei hasakone to cut off the hair or to disentangle it, so memele it's haimer ribuse. Now the Gemara is the kashim yivomes muberesh in his guy of knowing tzorich tvile. So the Gemara is the kashim. Gimor es kashe bishle le mando ma de tuber. De tuber is yachime. So then we understand this, why you know it's ochtile. Because it's like an eiver of the mother. Now, so whenever a person is stable, does mayim penetrate into the internals of the organism? Of course not. So memele, So mele, so the uber, until it's born, is like an eva, like an internal eva, like a kidney, like an internal eva of the man. But according to Mandoma, that uber labia chine, so the uber is considered like a separate entity, not like an eva of the mother. So, and water does not reach the uber. So how is it a good tefillah? So it's a chitze. The goof of the mother should be chitzit, should constitute a chitze between the goof of the uber. A chitze as to the goof of the uber. As the goof of the uber. So the Gemara says, Hainer Messiah, this is the way the child is developed. The fetus develops. This is the embryological development of a fetus. So the melee, something that is part and parcel of the natural process, so it's not a chitze. Now, in regard to this, this is more than any makbit. You see, by any makbit, so Allah is only a mutual makbit is not a chitze. But rob that is any makbit is a chitze in the Rabbah. Needless to mention, if it's kulayin in the makbit. Now here, the goof of the mother interposes the against the whole goof of the woman, and still it's not it. So, in other words, so the effect of this aloha of Hainer Bisayi is that even the Ubeya didn't mean Kule, if it's Hainer Bisayi, it's not it. Even if it has dropped the whole Ube. So the Mele, so the Rabbi says that's a big chiddush, that when do we say that there is a distinction between mute and rov? If it is any makbid means that the person doesn't care. In other words, he doesn't care. But if there is a kpede, a very important kpede, that the thing should remain there on the roof, so then it's like an uber. Then it's hanuri misaye, that's part and parcel of the natural process. So then even be ruby and even be cooling, it's not a chitze. Now this is not a trivial matter. If she will, it's not just that she is not makbid to remove the seyah when she takes a bath, when she takes a shavsah. She is makbid very seriously. She is determined that the disentanglement of the sar should remain for a period, let's say, of 4 months or for a period of a year. Otherwise, her life will be in danger. And it doesn't have to be that her life will be in danger. Suppose it will do her harm and it will deteriorate her organism, even though she will not die from it. But as long here sakone is not based upon the aloha of pikuach nefesh, in other words, if it is detrimental to the goof of the person to remove that thing, so for the duration of the time that this so-called obstruction has to remain attached to the goof, it becomes bottled to the goof, because Hainer Messiah, just as the fetus becomes bottled to the organism of the mother, even though once the baby is ready to come out, so the mother will insist that the baby should emerge as soon as possible. But for the duration of the time that she has to carry the baby, the fetus, inside, so it becomes bottom to the mother. That's the aloha of Hainer Messiah. That's the natural process. Here it's also natural process. She cannot fool around and cut off the hair and disentangle the hair. It will be detrimental to her health. So mainly for the duration of the time that this entanglement, that this entangled hair has to remain, so it becomes bottom to her roof. So maybe it's not. So maybe the same thing is true, let's say, of stitches in the gums and of a packing. If the doctor says that for a period of 4 months she must have it, she cannot have it removed. So for the duration of that period, it becomes bottom to the roof. And in addition, it's misastorim, and not only misastorim, it's mocking muruah too. It's a mocking because it's not seen at all. Now, if the entangled hair can be considered balua, so certainly stitches in the back of the gums is can be considered as a mockingbird. Alright. So he says, in Afkimi bin Atomi bin Leva Sales Queen, Lutam Echo do Ube Gamene Magnet Faces in Rabbah. Alright. Now, I just want to mention, in connection with Shevi, according to the Rambam does not omit a single halacha that is based upon Shevi. Now, there is another, so there are several halachas that are based upon Shevi. One is, also the Odom Nitin Sholem Balayim, Hashim Shem Shevi. So, in other words, so the Rambam explains it like the Miri. In other words, Hashim Shem, maybe it's a phantom, because when it's dark, it's very likely for every person to imagine. Then there's another halacha, Hasroi Shombu Afilum Pishe. So the Rambam again explains it. It means Afilu Shomakila Masrav Lero, an invisible mashkis. And then there is a Gemara in Gittin and Yevomes, Misho Hoyo Mushla Bebeya, Voma Kis who get leashed. So the Gemara Sikashe, Vilichu Shem Shedu, how can we write a get? Maybe it's a shed, give the directive. So the Gemara says, the Chozoi Babuye, Babuye, the Babuye. In other words, we saw the shade and the shade of the shade. What does it mean? Again, according to the Rambam de Miri, it means Hashem Shem Shedu, because where, in the places, you know, that are deserted, so the imagination of the person operates very, very strongly. So in other words, if he heard from a bear a voice that says, "Kids will get lishti," so yachishish, maybe just imagination. Maybe imagine that somebody, it happens to every person. Sometimes a normal person thinks that somebody called his name. And so it really are. It happens to every person. Especially if the person is in a state of terror, so then it's very likely that he could imagine a voice. He doesn't have to be insane. He doesn't have to suffer from hallucinations. If a person is in a state of fear, so then, in a state of terror, so then he can easily, you know, imagine that a voice is coming. So this is what Gemara says, Reicho Shem Shadow, maybe imagine. Now, so Gemara says, the Chosmo Babui and Babui. I mean, this is the best way of determining whether a person observed accurately or whether he imagined. Let's say when a person who has mental trouble goes to a psychiatrist and he tells him all kinds of stories. Now, the psychiatrist doesn't know which story is true and which story is not true. But there is one way of testing it. In other words, if a person imagines, then he will not be able to give you, to depict accurately how he saw it. Because it will be in his own mind, in his own senses, it will be vague and confused. But if a person tells you something and he can describe to you vividly, I mean, how he saw it, how he looked, so then it's the best trial, is the best medium of proof that the person didn't imagine. So when Gemara asks, Vilechu Shem Shedu, in other words, maybe he imagined, maybe it was a phantom, maybe he imagined he heard a voice. So the Gemara says, if he imagined, he wouldn't be able to say that he saw the shadow. But if he's able to say that he saw the shadow, in other words, if it's clear in his mind, that's a raya that he didn't imagine. I'm just mentioning it, I mean, because there are too many so-called enlightened people, you know, who think that they are more enlightened than Chazal. So I mentioned. All right, that was enough. Important halacha. So the Levush mentions that, the Levush mentions this din and he explains it on the basis of any makpid. He explains it. Now, if it is on the basis of any makpid, so it's only shayach if this disease of the hair being entangled and intertwined in a very complicated and intricate way, if it overtakes only a mute of the hair, but not if it overtakes the rope of the hair, especially according to the Shittas again. But the Mordechai mentions
mentions three other times. Now the Gilgamesh Mashal mentions four times. But the first time that the Gilgamesh Mashal mentions is not mentioned by the Mordechai. That is mentioned by the Revush. The Gilgamesh Mashal combines the time mentioned by the Revush with the time mentioned by the Mordechai. Now, so of course, so that means that according to the Revush time, it will only be shayach if this klile, this blile, it's a disease, overtakes only a mute of the hair, not if it overtakes the major portion of the hair, or if it overtakes all the hair. The other three times would apply even to a case where the disease overtakes all the hair, not only a mute of the hair. So let's see all the four times. We discussed it last time, but I want just to discuss it more thoroughly. Aleph mishum deinu makpes. Beis mishum dehavi yeseb ni ma'achas. So what does that mean? Now the halacha is that if it is ni ma'achas, so then it's so tight, the knot is so tight that water doesn't pass through. But if it is more than imachas, so then the knot, if you have two hairs, you know, are tied to other two hairs, not than imachas, so then the knot is not so tight, so it's relatively loose, so then water can pass. So in other words, so he says, so it's a question of mitzias. So in other words, so the Mordechai is saying that when that klile exists in the hair, so then it's not chitze because water can pass through the knots. Then he says, "Gimu mishum tkim dimhadik ktube zebuze harik yigbalu aubis astori v'lo mitami v'chidu mitami lechayitz." So number two and number three are chitze each other. Number two is based upon the premise. Tam number two is based upon the premise that it's loose. The knot is not very tight, so water can pass through the intricacies of the knot. And number three, town number three, is based upon the premise that it is so tight that it's a bisastori. And not only bisastori, it's bolua also. Why does he mention both bolua and bisastori? The answer is because bisastori is mentioned in the Gemara. Bolua is not mentioned in the Gemara. Who is the mechadish of that halacha? Of Bulua. The Ramam Mipano. So the Ramam Mipano is Mechadosh et Aloch. There are two kinds of Bisa story. There is a Bisa story like the armpit. So that Bisa story, because normally it's not seen, but if you want to see it, you can see it. All that you have to do is to raise your arm and then let another person bend down and look at the armpit, so we'll be able to see it. But it means normally it's a part of the goof that is not seen, but it can be seen. So there the halacha is that it's not necessary that mind should enter, but role would be as mind bino. Mashiki mokim abulua. Let's say mokim abulua, the Rambam Panis says the upper portion of the nose. So it cannot be seen. Or the Bisarechem, so that even Rome be a smile according to Ramon Mipano. So it does not require. So the male, because of that, so Rabbi Kilegia is Mati, a woman in whose uterus a ring was inserted because the doctor said that it's a sakone for her to conceive. So the male, that's no chitzi. So that cannot be seen. It's not that normally it cannot be seen. It cannot be seen. So number two and number three are saying sir each other. So that kasha is raised by the Or HaShulchan. So the Or HaShulchan says, I mean, there's the obvious yeah, that he, in other words, the Ravio discusses all situations. In other words, this is a disease. It's caused by a germ. So sometimes this germ brings about a condition in the hair where the hairs are entangled and intertwined one in another in a loose way, and sometimes so the disease is of such nature that the hair become intertwined in a very tight way. So he said, Rimonovich, if the disease is of such character that the hairs are intertwined and entangled one in another in a loose way, so then it's no chitzitze, so water can pass through. And if they are entangled in a very tight way, in other words, so then, what does it mean if they are entangled in a very tight way? So that in itself can be in one of two ways. Either that each hair has a single knot which is tied, or sometimes the condition is such that not that they are tied together, they stick one to another. They stick one to another so tightly. I mean that water couldn't possibly go through between one hair and the other. So then, if the condition is of such nature that the hairs are entangled and stick one to another very, very tightly, so then you couldn't even see it. You couldn't even see. So Memela, it's a Beisa story, and it's a Mokibullah. This is what Rav Yomi means. Now, and this, I mean, that's the obvious pshat in Rav Yomi, otherwise it doesn't make sense. In other words, the two and three exclude each other, but the Rav Yomi points it out between us limonavshim. If the condition is of such nature that the hairs are entangled in a loose way, so then it's loch tzitzah, water can pass through. And if they are entangled in a very, very tight way, so then it's a bizarre story, you can't even see. You can't even see the between one hair and the other. So maybe it's a bizarre story and mocking the one. So why does it mention both? Because the condition might be of such nature that it couldn't be seen at all. It all depends how entangled the hair are with one another. Sometimes it's not normally seen, but if you want to take a look and to bend down and to look with a flashlight, you'll be able to see. And sometimes maybe they are so entangled that mamish it's impossible to see. It's mamish impossible to see. So in the case where it normally cannot be seen, but it's possible to see it, then it's only a bizarre story. In the case where it's impossible to be seen, then it's more than this story. Then, according to the Ramon Mepano, it's a mocking bullet. And we see that the Rav Yo agrees with the Shite of the Ramon Mepano. He agrees with the Shite of the Ramon Mepano. Now, since we are discussing here the Shite of the Ramon Mepano, and we see that Rav Yo agrees with the Shite of the Ramon Mepano, So I didn't discuss it when we learned the Mishnah, even though we went over the Rash and that, but the last period we covered rather hastily. But it seems, I think, that the Rash is chilek on the Ramon Mepano Shite. In other words, the Rav Yo agrees with the Ramon Mepano Shite, but the Rash, it seems, is chilek on the Ramon Mepano Shite. They are very long. The osik mikzeis, so you don't have to be taking the whole handle. Let's say it's a very, very long handle, and it's not destined to remain that way. It's destined to be chopped off, and just the minimum of a handle will remain. So you only have to be taking that minimum that is destined to remain, not the whole handle. Shahu was mikzeis, madbin madbikim amid. So the Rash says
The Rash says, "Madinat mikamido can be void before beim amkasho." The cholo imit lechot teich kechotavo.
So why is it? Is it enough to, let's say, if the handle is as long as this, but it's destined to be cut off here, to be chopped off here? So only you have to be, table the handle up to here. This part you don't have to be table. You can immerse the kele with that piece of the handle in the water, and even though this portion of the handle protrudes above the level of water, it's okay. Why? But after all, it's one piece, because kolayim lechotir kachotodom. So, since it's destined to be chopped off, this portion, so it's considered as if it is chopped. So it doesn't require anything. Alright, then the Gemara says, v'udvar teinu, dimikol mokim lehever tzitzel kimchtach. When he is stable, so he's stable up to here. He's stable up there, on the basis of kolayim lechotir kachotodom. But after that, so he chops it off, so this did not come in contact with any water, the mikimchtach. So that's the kasha of the Rash. Veil imadai v'biyodi shel cholies, if it consists of wings, so the mele, the mikimchtach, it was also immersed in water, also became in contact with water. But at the time when he was staying there, so then it was completely compact. So the melee, it was not even holy be as mine. It was not even holy be as mine. So he says, that's a big chiddush, and not only she agree with this chiddush, that Gabi Kelim, Beis HaStorim, does not even require Bayodom, so the Beis HaStorim does not require actual penetration of water. But it requires all the Beis HaStorim, there shouldn't be an obstruction that would obstruct the entry of water, even if water did come. Let's say, suppose there is an etzer between the teeth. So it's not necessary. Normally, it's not necessary that water should penetrate between the teeth. So it's all right even if water doesn't penetrate between the teeth. Why? Because it's holy beis mayim. In case water would enter the mouth, it could pass through the teeth. Whether it does or not is not important. Mashenkim, if you have a bone between the teeth, so even if water were to enter in that area and would come in contact, so that bone would obstruct it. So mainly then it's no good. So the sheet of the Rashi is that by killing a Beis HaStorim does not require even whole Beis HaStorim. Now the question is, if according to Rambam Lepano and Rav Yoh, that there are two kinds of Beis HaStorim. One Beis HaStorim is, let's say, like the teeth. Is that right? So, between the teeth. So it's not seen, but it's possible to see it. And let's say, here, in the ears. It's possible to see it. And then the upper portion, the Rambam Lepano says, the upper portion. So the lower portion of the nose. So that's a Beis HaStorim, but it's not a Mokim Ruach. But the upper portion of the nose that cannot be seen, that's a Mokim Ruach. Mokim Ruach doesn't even require Rolei Beis Mayim. Now, obviously, this became Achtach at the time of the Tefillah was more than an ordinary Beis HaStorim. It was impossible to see. As long as it wasn't chopped off, it was impossible to see the Mokim Achtach. It was impossible to see the Mekim Achtach. So it's Mokim Ruach. So if the Rashi agreed with the Shittur Ramam Mipane, he could give a very simple teretz. So why does he resort to such a big chiddush that Gabi Kelim, we don't require the aloche of Kol Beis Mayim? So it's a raya that the Rashi is chelik and the Shite, that the Rashi is chelik and the Shite of the Ramam Mipane. The Rashi is chelik on the sheet of the Ramban.
Alright.
Now, so, but Rav Yoh is mashma that he does it. So he says, "Give me machine, give you hard. If two days, if you say, 'Yeah, we keep on going,' we'll be a story for the time. We keep on the time. Loi, chayze. Now, so then, the Rosh Hashanah and others, they raise the question: why do we inject the union of two? There is a lot of this story. Is loi chayze? Why does he?" Does he mention the union of Tumen? The answer is, I don't think that it's such a strong kasha. Because the Rav Yoh mentions two things. He mentions Beis HaStorim, and he mentions Mokim Bolua. Now, there is a big nafkiminet. If it's on the basis of Beis HaStorim, so then Rol will be a smile bino. If it's on the basis of Bolua, so even Rol will be a smile bino. Now the question is, so what does he... The question is this. He mentions both, so it's mashma that it can be explained on the basis of the regular din of Beis HaStorim. So why does he have to mention Mokim Bolua? Why does he mention Bolua? The answer is, so I think that it's told that, of course, Bolua is more inclusive, is a bigger group, because on the basis of Beis HaStorim, so all will be a smile we require. On the basis of Mokim Bolua, if there is such a shit, then Bolua doesn't require it. So there is, it doesn't require an atfilah, a Mokim Bolua. So then if we don't even require role based money. No, now we saw that there are two machines in the Rash, but in connection with courts of Israel. Now all the machines agree with the second Rosh in the Rash. So much that the poskim do not even require that we should be machmir lechatchile, that a woman should keep, when she goes tefile, she should keep her mouth open to allow water to come. They're not even cheshish for the Rash first washing. Why aren't they cheshish? Because after all, it does not involve any shalom in the rice anyway. Because let's say even according to the Rash first washing, that court of Israel means not that she closed her lips. Her lips are stuck together very tightly. So the melee, even the upper portion of the lip, which is in walking gold, which is normally in walking gold, does not come in contact with water. But that court of Israel, let's say you call it the first portion of the Rash, court of Israel means he just kept the mouth closed. So it's a chitzi. Because roll be a smile, being on implies that there should be a possibility for water to come. Now, if you keep your mouth wide open, then water will, in all probability, will come. Not no probability, but will certainly come. If you keep your mouth wide open while you think. But suppose you just keep it a little open. So then there is a possibility that water will come in. But it's not a certainty. So then it is all right even according to the Rash first wash, because as long as there is a possibility, whether it's probable or not, as long as there is a possibility that water will come to the mouth, so melee, it's already whole in Islam, according to first wash in the Rash. So the poskim, most poskim don't even say that lechatchile she should keep the mouth a little. Why not? After all, the answer is because the Rash first version is Ishitas Yochit. Because most Rishayim agree with the Rash second version. With the Rash second version, and the two Paschas like that, and the Shechonoch Paschas like that, it's Mashma from the version of Shechonoch, the Paschas like that. So maybe they don't require. And even according to the Rash first version, so that means it will be Echtzitze if she keeps the mouth closed completely. Even though she doesn't keep the lips stuck together tightly. But so what will it be? Chitze will be miuta makbid. It's not a major portion of a gug. So miuta makbid is only Ramon. So mainly we don't have to change it for a shitas yochid. Even mitzat chumret. So they don't require. Alright. Some do say that it's proper for her to keep the mouth a little open, to conform to the shite the first lashon of the Rashi. Now, Perik Ches Mishnei. So, Kopta Yodo, Kotos Vasel, Kiluloitom. So, the Rashi says, Kotos Vasel, Miloshe Kinimikra Mitzipir, the Perik Vasil, she Pikos Vasel, Vilikri So Amayu Vifil, Vinei the Biasmayu Vinon, Bibisa Story, Rome Biasmayu Vinon, Kidoma Perik the Nakis. Uksaso Yunir, that's the first question. Uchtaso yinire, the court to wash lech, she dirhakes for seo biesia. Moi, poshoi neo biesia, or shotsmo neo biesia. So then, even the upper portion of the lips is tightly closed, and the upper portion of the lip. So it's always gone, I see. This part of the lip is not always gone, but the upper portion of the lip is always gone. So it's not to be sustained in any way. So then it is a chitze. Now, so I think that the reason is why the Mordechai mentions both kingdom havek to bezepoze havek ibolua ubeisastori. In other words, because so he has to resort to bolua. He has to resort to bolua, but beisastori wouldn't be enough because now since the lekabi beisastori, so we require all beisamayim. So the question is, so why does he say that it's no chitze? Because they are so tight that you cannot even see the space between one hair and the other. You cannot even see it. The difference, but the earmarks of one hair and the separation of the earmarks of one hair from the other, but so Bishleim according to the second washing of the oil in the Rash, we understand? According to the second washing of the Rash, so it's a good feeling even if the woman keeps the mouth closed. As long as the lips are not stuck together. Because if the lips are completely stuck together, so then the Mokimagolu, the upper portion of the lip, which is the Mokimagolu, is not even visible. So water doesn't even penetrate, does not even pass on the upper portion of the lip if she keeps the lips stuck together. But if the upper portion of the lips are not stuck together, even though the mouth is closed and water does not enter on the teeth, and on the gums, it does not enter. If you keep the mouth closed, so water does not enter, it's impossible for water to enter into the gums. There is no such possibility. So it's still all right, according to most of the shape. Why? Because that does not come within the aloche of Roli B'Yasmayim. According to the second question in the Rash, Roli B'Yasmayim doesn't mean that there should be a possibility for water to penetrate into the Beis HaStor. That's the pshat of the first portion of the Rash. According to the second portion of the Rash, so even if there is no possibility whatsoever that water should come into the Beis HaStorim, as long as there is no obstruction on the Beis HaStorim itself, so it's considered true Beis HaStorim. When is it considered any one of his mind if you have a bone between the teeth? Or if you have, let's say, a band-aid on the gums. And suppose the band-aid is not something that must remain there. If it must remain there, so then we can apply the kule of the rabio because I don't decide. So then, well, if you have a bone between the teeth. So that means even if water were to come in, it will be obstructed. But if there is no obstruction on the Beis HaStorim itself, even though there is no possibility for water to come in, so then it's considered Roli B'Yasmayim. According to the first portion in the Rash, so Roli B'Yasmayim means that there has to be a possibility of Lapoches, even though it's not a probability, a possibility of Lapoches for water to come in. But according to the second portion Even if there is no possibility, as long as there is no obstruction, and the Pisa Storim itself. Now, so why does, so the question is, when Rav Yo says that here, if a woman has that condition, and the hairs are stuck together, one in another, so the melee, it's a Pisa Storim. But according to the first portion of the Rash, Rode Pias Mai means there has to be a possibility of water coming in. Is there a possibility if it's very, very tightly intertwined one in another? Is there a possibility for water to come in between the crevices? I mean, if we can call it crevices. I mean, if it's very tight, so it's not, it could not even be called crevices. But let's call it crevices. So if it is so tight, so there is no possibility for water to come in. So it's not only Pias Mai. So in other words, when the Mordechai says that it's based on storing to a chaitze, so that conforms to the second motion of the Rash, which is the sheet of most Moshe, that as long as inside there is no obstruction, so it's okay. Even though on account of the intertwining and the entanglement of the hairs one in another, so there is no possibility for water to come in. So according to the second lashon, here we can also say that Roi Chaitz is a story. But according to the first lashon of the Rash, so Roi Pias Mai means there has to be possibility. Here it's very tight, so there is no possibility. And if it's not tight, so then it's discussed in reason number two. So really, that's why the Mordechai mentions both why? Because the Mordechai was aware of the two lashonim in the Rash. And he did not want to commit himself. The Rav Yo did not want to commit himself on the two lashonim of Rash. So that's why he mentions both. Bolua and Pias Storim. In other words, if we say, like the second lashon in the Rash, which is the sheet of most lashonim, so then it's Lochitze on the score of Pias Storim. But if we say like the first lashon of the Rash, so on the score of Pias Storim, we couldn't say it's Lochitze. Because it's not only Pias Mai. But then he applies the one day of the Ramam and Pama. Now it's in Bolua. Bolua doesn't require low of the Pias Mai. Alright. Now, then. Then something else that on account of which the Mordechai had to mention Bolua and could not base it upon Pias Storim. Another reason. Now we saw that the two mentioned Machlekes Rishonim in regard to all these members of Samar Zion in Yivu. It's a very complicated idea. Now, so how many members are there in the Gemara? The Gemara starts really, and there is no unanimity among the Rishonim as to the scope of the Inyonim in regard to which the Gemara says, if the Gemara does say it, I mean according to the Rav Kirsten, the less you has the Koran Shmaitze. So the question is, what does Koran Shmaitze refer to? Does it, how many Alochas? 3 Alochas? 2 Alochas? 4 Alochas? 5 Alochas? There are some Rishonim who say that the lesson of the Koran Shmaitze refers to all the halachas starting with Omarov, Isho Mitamid Al Gabi Lechers. Some Rishonim say no, that it refers just to 3 halachas, not all these halachas, but there are some Rishonim who say that the lesson of the Koran Shmaitze, I mean, of course, Rashi is not there as an altogether. But if we are Geras Vilesilchas Koran Shmaitze, so there is a machlekes as to the scope of the Vilesilchas Koran Shmaitze. So according to some Rishonim, it refers to all the halachas mentioned, starting with Omar Rabbi and Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, Yishol Mitamid Agav Becheres, Vitit. So, Sober Avkan Ramim, Atayim Amayim, Shemitiras Mechatzoi, Sober Avkan Shabdome, Omar Avkan Madoi, Osam Tayim Amayim, Shemitiris, Silten Amadis, Then the next halacha. Omer Shmuel Rav Yitzchok Isha Leitidu Minomo. Avo Gav De Hashkeleke Eima Babiune Nofal. So that's Rashi's Girsi. And then Tesis is not there as that. But just Tesis is there as Isha Leitidu Minomo. So, no. So according to Tesis, it's because of fear. Because people might pass, so she feels inhibited and she's frightened, so she's not on guard to make sure that she realizes a real thrill. And according to Rashi, so it's because of the possibility of mud, which is a chtit. So Rashi is gave us Avagav the Hashtaleke Ema Badiune Lofa. Badiune or Badidune, I mean, whatever. So Rashtuba Yitzhok. Omer Ashmuel Ayitok Isha Litidu Minomol should not be tevelis in a port after that the Hashtaleke. Now why? Because at the shore, on account of the constant landing of boats, so there is a lot of mud at the shore. That's the way it was. So there is a lot of mud. So the melee, the mud will constitute the chitze and the goof. So after that, the hashtaleke. But suppose an isha was developed at the shore, at the pond, and then she comes out, and there is not a particle of mud on her goof, on her feet, nothing. So we couldn't say that is a raya, that there was no mud in the course of the immersion, because that's no raya, because it's possible that there was mud in the course of the immersion, but as she emerged from the shore, from the port, then the mud came down together with the drippings. So that's not right. That's according to Rashi. Avakav dashteleke, ima bad yunenot. Then again, another memory. Avuei vishmuel omet ribantim ikvoyes, v'yei menisi, umfatze v'yei metish. So here again, there is a machlekes. What does it mean, ribantim, v'yei metish? So according to Rashi, umifatzad yimei tishrei is he put mats on the ground there because of the mud. When they go down, they shouldn't sink in the mud, so it would be a chitze. And according to the other pshat, umifatzad yimei tishrei is set up in the chitze, so it couldn't be seen by people. All right. Omer Abgidu Omerav, then another memory. Omer Abgidu Omerav, Nos Notav Shulif No, Vitoklo, Vyoloso, Vyoloso, Letvile. Avogav the Hashtaleke, Eim about Yunenofa. Tesis is not here as Eim about Yunenofa in the beginning, but here Tesis is gave us. In other words, if she gave a Tav Shulif No, so it might be some grease was transferred to her body, and then she went Tvile, so that grease that was on her body might have been Echtzitze. And even though she doesn't see any grease on her body after she emerged, she came out from the mikveh, so that's no raya, because maybe it fell, it dropped, the grease dropped with the drippings of the water. Omar Omer Barame, and then again, Hana Rabdi Nikuslaise, Akwati Yimu Lechaitzen, Kamu Lechaitzen, Omer Marukwe, Lifu Shibayim, Lachin Chaitzen, Yomish Chaitzen, Emis Nikayomish, Misho Shemas Lele, Omer Shmuel, Chaitzen, Chaim, Chaitzen, Shkabayim, Chaitzen. So, there are some Mishaini who say that the less Hilkas a Klash Maitzen, if we are Gera said, have reference to the Memre starting with Hana Rabdi Nikuslaise. And that's the Shidus Ram. That appears in Shidus Ram. They do not cover the members preceding the memory of Hanukkah the Slice. But the Rambam from Balanefesh, he says that the lesson of the Chanash Maitzeh covers all the members, starting at the end of Daf Samach Vov on the base and continuing into Daf Samach Zayin. Right. And then Omash. Then Omar Rabbi Yechanan, post for Neo Abiyeseh, or you ought for Neo Abiyeseh, we also are three. Omar Ishmokish, who you get, so the gear of Rashi is Omar Rabbi Yechanan, post for Neo Abiyeseh, or you ought for Neo Abiyeseh, we also are three. Period. Then a new memory according to Rashi's gear. Omar Ishmokish, who you shall be deeply well down the also. Give it now, who you should be a cave, who may see facing, you shall be a scare, I guess, or communicate no. So according to Rashi, it's separate members. But according to the Rav's Gilsay, So, we are given as follows. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Poslein Rabbi Yisrael, what's been Rabbi Yisrael, we also live. So that's the last memory of the various memories in connection with Tzitzes. So then, the Gemara says, according to Rav Tirse, V'les Yilches, Ki Chol HaNishma Yitzhe. V'les Yilches, Ki Hod Yom, Ki Mahane, because all these in Yonim, let's say, of Chol Shebesichayim, Rav Nikuslise, and according to the Rajbo, Nosmet actually, according to the Rajbo, according to the Rajbo, also the memory of Nosmet actually, no, and the memory of Ishol Yitidu Binomo. So, Kol Hanishmaitse, so, Itma, Hanichitma, Hanichitas, Avril Bailo, so it's not magic, all these things. And according to Rajbo, it means not only the three last memories, but even the previous memories too. So only Litaris, Abu Bailo, not. Why not? So the Girse of the Rachi is Kihodom Rishlokish. Yishol Tipil El Derdos. So Rashi says, Lo Yasino, because this Girse doesn't make sense, Rashi says. Now, the Gemara says, according to the Girse of the Rach, Lo Tipil. The last one is Kwanish Mites. Yechid Mahane Harimilitaris. Abu Bailoi. Kihoda Marishlokish. Waiting for the other. So, in other words, he's trying, according to Rav's Girse, so the Gemara is mentioning Yerai from Mishlokish's memory that all these things are not important to the Bible. They are only important to Taras. So, Bishlein, if Mishlokish's memory had been expressive of Yikule, so we could understand, but Rishlokish memory is expressive of the Chumre. He shall be deeply Eladerach Deloso. Eladerach Deloso. So, what kind of a Kure does Rishlokish express on the contrary? So that's why Rashi rejects this Girsi. Because he says, there's no meaning that Girsi. Less in the Kohane Shvaitz. So what is Gemara saying? According to Rav's Girse, a kumen that is not important. So Gihodom Rishlokish, Isha loitim below the Agloso. So the counter Rishlokish is mentioning a chumra legabri bayim. That's why Rashi rejected this. Rashi rejected this. Now the Raimet in Balad Nefesh. So he mentions the shita of the leaf, which is also the Shita of the Rambam, and the Derev holds that Les Yilchezik Anishmaitse refers to the last memory also. The last memory is the memory by Rabbi Yechon. Poschoi Neo B'Yeseya, Oy Otzmoi Neo B'Yeseya, Loi also Latrim. So that means if she keeps her eyes wide open, so that forms a folding on top, so mineral water will not come in that folding if she keeps her eyes wide open. So what's going to be said if she closes her eyes tightly? So then it forms a folding at the bottom of the eyes, so water will not come in there. So there is a chitzel mato. If it's poschoi no b'yeser, there is a chitzel mairo. And if it's otzmoi no b'yeser, there is a chitzel limato. So the Rif says, that the less yuchas chanash maitse refers to the less membered by Rabbi Yechonin also of poschoi no b'yeser. In other words, that vis-a-vis bailo. So, poschoi no b'yeser, otzmoi no b'yeser is not so important. So, the Rambam, the Malan Nefesh, is masik on the Rif. And the Rambam Shiti is just like the Rif. So, he says, how can the Rif understand the Gemara that way? He had the Rif and the Girsa of the Rach, v'lesel chana shvayt, zed chit, mahan ehan emulitaris, avo lebailo, loy, ki od oba reshlokish, isho, and according to the Rif, so Vilesil Khana Shmaitse covers the blessed memory of Omar Rabbi Yechonin, Poschoi Neo B'Yeser, Uyotzmoi Neo B'Yeser, Uyotzmoi Neo B'Yeser, also, so that means that the Gemara is saying that libayro, even if it's otzman el biyisa or postman el biyisa, so it's still a good feeling. So what's the raya? Fabiki shomitim be'elodel deloso. And the contrary, so Rish Lakish says that it is important libayro, because and Rish Lakish certainly has reference to libayro, because if Rish Lakish had reference to Tyrus, why does he mention it in connection with a woman? He can mention it in connection with a man too. If it's libayro, so then he mentions it in connection with a woman. But if Rish Lakish din has reference to Tyrus, so why Isha? So he says, so the Ripshita is very strange. So Memele, the Raivet in Bala Nefesh, he's Masik on the Rif. That means he's Masik on the Rif in the Rambam Shite. And he says that Les Hilchas Yochanan Shmaitzeh covers all the Memres, but it doesn't cover the Lesner and the country. And it says, V'les Hilchaseh Kichol HaNeshmaitzeh, preceding the member of Rabbi Yechanan. But the member of Rabbi Yechanan is a Hilchaseh, Ligabe Bible. The Rai is Kihon Omar Shlokish, Yisho Medin Lelad Gosso. In other words, so there's the same deal. I mean, Rabbi Yechanan's memory, and Rabbi Yechanan's memory, that if Otzmo Yobi Yisrael, or Poslo Yobi Yisrael, so the also a Tile is Mamish the same Aloch as Rishlokish's memory. Because what does Rish Lakish say? That she has to assume, when she goes to Tfilah, she has to assume a normal position. Now, Otzman El B'Yisar is a normal position, it's not a normal position. So it's mamish the same. So this is how the Raivet Bala Nefesh explains. V'le'es Hilchazi Kichol HaNeshmaitzeh, preceding the memory of Rabbi Yechanan, but the memory of Rabbi Yechanan, so the Halacha is, you may say, the Halacha is not like the Halacha of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Yisho Mitivu Gnomo. That's not so important, the Raivet says. And Avuhe the Shmuel is not so important, because even though it is a chtitze, but it's not a real chtitze, even if she does step on mud, so still, Mayim is Magdimim, so it's not a real chtitze, but L'Tayres it's important, L'Bailo it's not so important, and less ilchese like the aloche of Nosn Tafshin would know, and less ilchese like the aloche of Hanabim Kuslaise, and less ilchese like the aloche of Mamukve Lifu Shebaim, and less ilchese like the aloche of Shmuel of Kulchim Zichayim, but the aloche of Rabbi Yechanan Postman of Yisa, or Yotzman of Yisa, that is Miyakiv Bible. Ki hod yom rishon. But Rif says that the halacha of Omar Rish Lakish, Hoyisho, that the Rif says that the lesser than Shmaitzi covers the member of Rabbi Yechanan too, and the Rambam Shiti is also like that. So the answer is, I mean, what's the answer on the Kash and the Asogi of the Raya against the Rif? So there is a very simple answer, and I think this is what Or HaShulchan means, even though the Or HaShulchan doesn't mention the Asogi of the Raya. But he just, in discussing, and he doesn't even mention the Shitas Ariv, in discussing the Shitas Rambam. So he says that according to the Rambam, so Poschoy Neo B'Yisea, or Yotzmi Neo B'Yisea, or Poschoy Neo B'Yisea, or Yotzmi Neo B'Yisea, or Yishki V'Yishi Istibeles, Nadar Abdeloso. And the same thing, like Rabbi Yechanan's memory, that's only Lechatchil. But the Eved, in the Bible, it's not Yach. Mimele, as I said last time, that even if we are gerus, according to the Rif and the Rambam, they have the gerusah of the Rach of Les Hilchas HaNeshmaitzeh. Why? Because HaNeshmaitzeh said all these Amorim said that it's Yaakov in the Eved, all these things. So Les Hilchas HaNeshmaitzeh, vis-a-vis Tyrus, it's Maakov in the Eved, but vis-a-vis Bailo, it's not Maakov in the Eved. Masha'im Lechatchile, so even in Bailo, it's necessary. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. V'le'es Hilchas Yichon HaShmaitzeh, even the Shmaitzeh of Rabbi Yechanan of Poschoy Neo B'Yeseh or Itzmer Neo B'Yeseh. So Rabbi Yechanan says, we also the Tfilah, Libaylo. So Les Hilchas David, it's a good Tfilah, Libaylo. Ki hod yom Rish Lakish, ho yisho leitit bilal adiloso. Rish Lakish doesn't say, ho yisho shetofo shaluit ki terach adiloso. We also the Tfilah. He doesn't say that. How does Rish Lakish say? He says, "Loitim be'ulitzel chatchile." So, Rish Lakish implies it's only lechatchile. Mashenkin Rabbi, and Rish Lakish has referenced the same case as Rabbi Yechale. What does Rabbi Yechale discuss? Posrin Rabbi Yisya. That's the Yalesha Oida Dolozo. That's not normal position of Posrin Rabbi Yisya. The average person doesn't keep all the time his eyes wide open, or doesn't keep his eyes tightly closed all the time. So that's an abnormal, an unnatural position. So in other words, so Rish Lakish discusses the same thing as Rabbi Yechale. But one difference. Rabbi Yechale says we're also a filet. Rish Lakish says, Loititve, Lechatchila Loititve. So that's the raya from Rish Lakish, that it's only Lechatchila. But from the raya that it's mashma, that the pshat in Les Hilchas Klan Shmaitze is that vis-a-vis Bailo it's not even necessary Lechatchila. So that's the machlokes. Now, here the Mordechai mentions Gimel, we should give them Hadik Tuve, Zeboze, Havek Ibolua, Ubeisa Stop, the Limitame, Vichimki Limitame Lechaitze. So, in other words, so, reason number Gimel is based upon the Aloche that Beisa Storim is not Chaitzes. Beisa Storim is not Chaitzes. Now, the question is, what is called Beisa Storim? Is Beisa Storim, let's say, if the Ishe closes her eyes very tightly, thereby forming a fold at the bottom of the eye. So then, the bottom of the eye, if she closes her eyes very tightly, becomes a Beis HaStorim. You cannot see. Can you see the inside of the foldings? If she closes her eyes tightly, no. So it's a Beis HaStorim. So according to the Raya in Balan Nefesh, that when the Gemara says Viles Hilchese Kichol Haneshmaitzi Kichol Haneshmaitzi, or according to Rashi, certainly according to Rashi is not Viles Haneshmaitzi at all. So certainly Rabbi Yechanan's memory remains Haloch. So in other words, so according to Rashi and according to Raya in Balan Nefesh, who is Viles? But he says it doesn't apply to Rabbi Yechanan's memory, and Rabbi Yechanan's memory Otzmoina Obieisea. So then the tefillah is no tefillah. Why is the tefillah no tefillah? Because the bottom of the eye there is a chitze, because water cannot penetrate. But at the time that water does not penetrate, this is a real Beis HaStorim. It cannot be seen. The answer is according to Rashi and according to the Raivet. So, Beis HaStorim is determined even in regard to the Eved by what is in a natural position in Beis HaStorim, not by what at the time of the Tefillah was a Beis HaStorim. Even though at the time of the Beis HaTefillah, so it was a Beis HaStorim, we couldn't see. But in the natural position, it's not a Beis HaStorim. So then it doesn't have a deal of a Beis HaStorim, according to Rashi, according to the Raya. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Eved, it has a deal of a Beis HaStorim. Even though in the natural position, on a natural level, it's not a Beis HaStorim. On a natural level, so here, beneath the eye is a mocking goal. When I keep my eye open in a natural way, so you can see here, but if I close it very tightly, then you will not be able to see here. This part at the bottom of the eye. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, even at the time of the Tefillah, this was a Beis HaStorim. So remember, it is treated as a Beis HaStorim. Even though on a natural level, it's not a Beis HaStorim. Now, what's about? So according to the Rashi and according to the Rif and the Rambam, Beis HaStorim doesn't mean whether it was a Mokim HaSoso at the time of the Tefillah, but whether that's in a natural position, it is a Beis HaStorim. Now, if the person has this condition in the hair, and this condition in the hair, so the earmarks like this, the natural position of the hair, so it's a goal, it's not a Beis HaStorim. You see the earmarks, the markings, the separation markings between one hair and another. But in this condition, which is a disease condition, It is an unnatural condition. So it is a Beisa story. So, in other words, when the Mordechai says that this is a Beisa story, it could only conform to the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam, not to the Shite of Rashi, and not to the Shite of the Raivet. Because this is certainly, if what's been all the answer, so even though the time of the Tzura, you couldn't see. Could you see? I mean, it's also. But that's not the normal position. That's not the natural position. So here, of course you couldn't see the earmarks. The earmarks of the hairs. The surfaces of the individual hairs. You couldn't see it. Impossible to see it. Impossible to see it. But that's an unnatural position of the hair. It's a diseased condition. So when the Mordechai says that it's no chitzitza because it's a Beis HaStori, so that's only true according to the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam, that the heaven is not in Makim with Abibayel. But it's not true according to the Shite of Rashi and according to the Shite of the Rai. So that's why he has to mention Mokim Beruah too. But the evening of Mokim Beruah is of dubious nature, because we see that the Rash doesn't even agree that there is such a thing as a Mokim Beruah. So that's why he mentions both. That's why you mentioned it. So he mentions the whole Gemara. Gassim is a chsnide big more on the barada, I read from the kuslise, at what the yim of the chaitze, the tamay the chaitze, when a maruk from the fushe baayim, lach in chaitze, tiyom is chaitze, zim is a nikoyomish, vish masulira, ito mashuel, chim she baayim chaitze, shal gabayim chaitze, vimo yonel pechis, shal gabayim namin chaitze, perush pechis, demis, ואמר רבי יחנן, פוסחן אל בייסר, עוד פן אל בייסר, עוד סורי תפילה, ופוסח אנך שמייצה, אמרים לנו לשים חזק כאן שמייצה, אלא כלום הרשמות יש לי שוריתים בו תדעת לבוסו. והרב רבי יצחוק, אין ספרית על השנת מורה, אם אין דרה ידריב, וחוס אף אוכל, ולא שים חזק כאן שמייצה, דו יספרי כל הן, אל מטרס, אבל הוא בא לשאפ אדם, כי הוא דומה רפשים ללוקש. ונפירו שתת מורץ, הכל מדריב, So, less Hilchis, our Bible Shapodome has reference even to the Bichris Membre of Posrin El Beezer, or Otzman El Beezer. So he says, when I appear with Miss Yashin of Ibn Laosh, she rhyme with the Shlokish Nitris Kwan Shmaitz, Veik in the Shlokish Lahachmire, Sharoma, Isho Mitito del Grosso, Viu Kamalikuri. So, Laosh no Vishin of Mena, Wum is Parish Yofel, Dim Refin the Lokish, the Hilkirush, the less Hilchis Kwan Shmaitz. אַלט וואָט איז שמייצי קמייסי קומען די אינען ראַפט די קוסליס ווי ליב פון שבלאי און קרו ש שחוץ לאי די אינען אמרע די אמרע קייצ זי בישע ווי לס יוכע זע קאבסאי אלע די שטונע די מאסליס די איז נעל יא די גאל איז לא מאכע די קייצ סקוא לוישט די קיסל סעב לוישט די שו מאכע לוישט די גאַפט פאַטע לוישט וואס אַ פאַטע ווי פֿי שבאי נאָמע שטונע קטונע מאסליס לוישט די לאך לוישט די יאָב איז אין קייצ די גיינע קרו אין קייצ די בליף פון קאַקאַפּי ווען גוט לאי מיט די גיינע אַ גוט גוט קול לוישט גיינע וואַיד דוט איז מיינצ קאָט דאַ קינו מיוחס אַל קי הו קוי אַ גביך די שמיינצ די גביך יוחס mit dem Schlokisch, da mag ich schon mit ihm und der Grosso, auch mit dem Schilzo, mit der Grosso, mit dem Tovo, ki gehen sie schon hasse wie ich sehe, oi sog von wie ich sehe, loi blumi, mit mir schon die Statrin, wo mir kein bis das Luch in dieser Story, schen ich ihm immer wie bei mir, wie ich ihm Post von ihm wie ich sehe, oi Otz von ihm wie ich sehe, has Storim, schen ich ihm immer wie bei ihm, am Mai, wenn sie der Grosso mit Post von ihm wie ich sehe, oi Otz von ihm wie ich sehe. So dann war ich, er kommt in der Reihe, So if at the time of the tefillah a certain place happened to be a bisastogim, but on the natural level it's not a bisastogim, but at the time of the tefillah it was a bisastogim, so it has a din of Elokim. According to the Rif and the Rambam, according to the Rambam, it has a din of a Mokim story. Even the time of the feeling, it is a Mokim story. Now, let's just see something. Now, let's turn to Sifyut Ches. I mean, it's a Shaykh. Sifyut Ches. Say you should take a Tzipir and Shulik and make the Abos Achitz, and make the Abos Achitz. And both should take a Tzipir and make the Abos Achitz. That's because of the pain. So, Vizeu Shulik and make the Abos Achitz, and make the Abos Achitz. And Vizeu Shulik and make the Abos Achitz, and make the Abos Achitz. Or Shulik and make the So what does he say, the Mechaba? The Mechaba says that if there is no filling in the Tzipeiren, then even if the Tzipeiren is as large as this, so it's not this. That's what the Mechaba says. So the Ramo says, Miu kol ze davke shein tzeir, oi potzik tachto visho shetov. Then the Ramo says, it's a big fish. ומאחד יקבור נועד ליטל הצופניים אפילו אם ציפר נחס נשאר ביום דו וטוב לו צריך עוד תפילה אחר צריכים לידים, וזה ביטחון so the Mechaba says that if there is no film in the Tzipeiren, it doesn't matter how large it is. It can be as large as this room. So it's not Chitze. Because the Tzipeiren is attached to the group, so it's not shayach to say Chitze. So then he says, what Ramo says, in view of the fact that the universal practice is to cut off the teeth, the nails, so melee, if one tzipir remains on her fingers, she didn't cut off, so she has to realize a new tefillah. And it's mashma. Now let's see what the Taz says here. Oh, Sifhofam, umeachad for noah the detail. והגוי שעמדו בקוס הגבו של זה, וימשוך חוב ולמנות לו ציפונאו, כי נמצבי להם לחיצקס, ובלבד שלו יהיה בסי חומתית, ומכל בוקי, תב להחמיר ותיב לו פעם בייס, משאי אפשר שלו יתהי בסי חומתית, עד כאן שם. So, the Shandua says that it's tev lahachmir that you should realize new tefillah. But not because the tzipeiren itself is a tzipeiren. Because sometimes there might be a little bit of teeth of filth, and she didn't notice it, and didn't know. She doesn't see it now after she went away. But it's possible that when she walked out of she emerged from the tefillah. So then, together with the drippings, so some of the filth were removed. But at the time when she immersed herself in the mikveh, so at that time there was some filth. So that's why he says it's not mitzad adin, it's only mitzad chumre. But in the chumre, the shabudume basis upon the remote possibility of filth. But suppose we know that there is no filth, then she doesn't have to realize a new thing. Attention. ומרחום מזל כוסה, שנראה לי אפילו עם בורר, שלא היו שם צייתית ופעם שיינס, שערי ניקל עם המדיסבירו להדימה ציפי רנאים את ליקוציינס, ולדומה, לסעריס או לאיש. תראי מה לא שנדהל כל מקוצץ. מה שאיקים מציפונאים, דיקולים קטצים, והבך ציצים לא דיקוצץ. So that words, so the Bach is a Bach. The Bach says that even if we are sure that there was no film, but if she didn't cut off the Tziponayim, before the Tfile, she has to make another Tfile. Another Tfile. So he says, but then you ask, why? So why does she have to, the Bach say that she has to make another Tfile? So he says, because Shalikel Manisvile, the Matzipel, and even the Kotzitz or Chilitzitz, who hated? Who she thinks that? That's what Rambam mentions in the name of Nagoi Sharim Dure. But the Marshal understood the Sharim Dure. I mean, that it's all based upon the possibility of teeth. But in the case where there is no possibility of filth in the Tzipiren, so then there is not even a chumre of making another tefillah. But from the Rambam's Rosh, it's not much like that. Because the Rambam says, "Umeachar dikvono agu vitla tzeponayim, afilo im zipeir en achas, nisha biyodo vitov lo, tzricho tfila acheres." Not. Why? So it's not that he is chelo yikam de mechadah. The mechadah said, in so many words, "Upireches veiveres mechileket agoso, einach itzetzes, so that means, well, it's not able to become. Let's say, if she's the kind of a woman, who doesn't even intend ever to cut off the nails. She thinks that that's beautiful, I mean, to have long nails. So in such a case, it's not a chitzit. But if it's anything we cut it, so then, from Ramo, it's mashma, that the tzipeiren itself is a chitzit. So that's what the Bach says. So the male should require another tefillah, even if we are sure that there is no filth beneath the tzipeiren. So he says, but then you ask, how about silence? Let's say the woman has a lot of hair, so that's not chitzit, because it's not even the kotzitz. And many Hungarian rabbonim passed today for those women who are accustomed that after the chuppah, so they cut off all the hair, so that if the woman goes tefillah, before she cut off the hair, in view of the fact that this particular woman is destined to cut off the hair, so the male, the hair itself is a chitzit. The hair itself is a chitzit. But, as the Chassam Sefer says, that only, even if we apply that chumre, we can only apply that chumre to those women who are makpid to cut off their hair after the wedding. But those women who are not makpid to cut off the hair, so then there is no basis. This is what the Bach says. This is what the Bach says. We don't only sound so rich. The Reba Noshim and Dark on the Cotties. Masheiki with the Ponayi, the Kurum Ketzi, the Haber Titsi in Moiti Cotties. In Moiti Cotties. So he says, so the Taz is Masik on the Bach. Udvorf Mui, the Kolapeskim Koslokan, the Limbaume, little Natsuklai, Veni Madi, Vinirali, the whole. ונראה לי, כל מה שמוצאים שצריכו ליטל שניס בשוחו, ליטל ציפרן, אני כל זמן שמשים שם בעיו, כלים שנזכרו בדובו. אבל אחר ששים שם נזכרס, אין לך נראה לו, ולהצריך עוד תפילו שניס, כאילו שאין זה לחום לבעלני. ואפילו אם אין ידוע לו שלא היו שם תיטל צייר, דימש מה לא ישאל דובר תשיבס מרם דביל שצריכו ליטל שניס, אני כל זמן שמשים שם בעיו, אבל לא יחקים. ואפילו אם הוא ישום צייר מדרייזין אחרי צייר ובמאן, ומאקלים מינו, וזה רבונו מי דמאק וניסו סימן, אם כן, הבקן סוגד רבונו, so even if he has a sophic, maybe there was something, so under such circumstances, so she is not required to go to the game. So, me could be Ramitam, the Dafkini, this is what it does. Now, the Shach is Chilk on the Taz. Now, Sifrofei, צריך את תפילה אחרת בין הסכום בזור ונמצא בשם פייסיק ועד הרבי מהמישנה והרבי פוסקים ותורם חבר מילה מבויה לכל שהציפיר הנוקי בוודאי אין לחיציס אלא אגו ישר עם דורי כוסב דיטי והחמיר וטיבול שמיס משל די אפשר שואים זה חתית ועל כל כוסב הרב ולי אגל החמיר וכוסב הרב מקובלים בשביל יסים את ביאלר תחיל בשביל זה נדין אלא מחום לנירה לי שואי יחמיר על השמיצו ששוח לציפירן אחד מיד אחר תפילה כלים שלא נעים בעלו אבל לא צוקים אבל מוכו אין מול אחר לא שומעים on the contrary so the Ma'amim Blum says that it's also after she was with her husband so it's even more so for her to go to tefillah again because then she is kimeiti laz so ve ashmititi laz al biloso va afilu niski kolim bailo eise bailo hadolo michuya even if she wasn't together with her husband but as long as she came home so then it will look like kimeiti laz so ve itzorich tefillah acheres im lo nimtso shum lichluch tachto ad kamishi miu be'arai vetzim in shim chobov daf simen ein dalet mozasi vizam shenei but I looked in several copies of the Raibet and I couldn't find it but there are many different yosois in the Raibet but I couldn't find it in the Raibet but he mentioned such a girse in the Raibet miu be'arai vetzim in shim chobov daf simen ein dalet mozasi vizam shenei tzricho lachter tzipoli yodeo viragleo yichim yasilo lintuon chayitza hashto ad kamishi. So, according to his version of the Raibet, I mean, I didn't find it. I didn't find a single copy of the Raibet in those years. But there are various nusoyes in the Raibet. So, according to the text that he cites, so the Raibet is saying, what the Bach says. I mean, the Taz rejects the Bach. I mean, everybody seems to reject the Bach. But according to the version of the Raibet, the Shach cites, the Raibet is saying the Chumre of the Bach. So the Raibet says, Motzosim is el Shemei, Tzricho lachter tziponi yodeo viragleo, Tichivim de asimo liplon, Chayitze hashte. So in other words, that means that the Tziperen itself, even though it is 100% clean, is a chzitze. Why should it be a chzitze? Why should it be a chzitze, the tzipera itself? Because it's made likotze, so it's a chzitze. What is a chzitze? But because so we have to apply the halacha of kol emet lichter chotodom, the gemara in Beimam Kasha. So in other words, so that means if the tzipera, let's say this is the tzipera. So if the tzipeiran is immediately kotzeis, so it's kotzeis vami. So it's kotzeis vami. So mele, if it is kotzeis vami, so the became achtach after she was kotzeis. So that means water couldn't come, didn't reach the became achtach. So mele, it is echzitze because of the became. Because of the Gimachtach, but the Shaili is now the Rash. כאשר יכולים לדחות לקודם ודברתם לו במקום מוקים להם מחציצה וכנותח ואין לו אימא דהיו ויוד שלחו לי זוהר and then he says ואין לו אימא דהב כביס הסטורים ובואי לבי הסמיים במקום מוקים מול לבי הסמיים בינו from that rush we deduce that the rush is חלק על הרמה בפנוס הלוח נזכר so he says ואין לו אימא דהב כביס הסטורים ובואי לבי הסמיים במקום מוקים מול לבי הסמיים בינו. Now, so what did we say? What did we say? That from this it's a raya that the Rashi is chelik al Ramah Mipano. Because if the Rashi agreed with the Aloch of the Ramah Mipano, so this is more than Beis HaStorim. That's Moki Boluah. And by Moki Boluah, so he wouldn't have the difficulty of Ro the Beis Mayim. Moki Boluah, according to Ramah Mipano, doesn't require Ro the Beis Mayim. Alright. But now, if whether it is a Beis HaStorim or not, now let's say the Tziponayim of a woman, since the universal practice of women is to cut off the nails, so the male it's a male lechotech, so it's lechotodom. So the male then the question is, so what does he mention in the name of the Raibet? We don't have the Raibet. So he mentions in the name of the Raibed, he mentions in the name of the Raibed that it is a chitze. Now, why should we? But the question is, it should be considered as a piece of story. It should be considered as a base, a story. Now, if we are going to say, now we have to say, in this Rash, that the Rash is the Kashi, a great Ichab became a mid. So he has the Kashi, but then became a Tach. So what didn't God get him? So he says that God became him, so we don't even require that it should be Rolu Biasmai. But that itself should be told, the Kashi of the Rash, should be told when we learn the Mishnah, as I was discussing. But the Kashi of the Rash, that became a Tach, was not overtaken by Mayim. So, and even though it's a Misa story, so the Rash says, but Rol Bias Mayim Binon, but that should be told in the two Mishnayos of the Rash. What is the Pshat of Rol Bias Mayim? So according to the first Lashon in the Rash, according to the first Lashon in the Rash, that calls us for self, means she just kept the mouth closed, even though the lips were exposed. But since there is no possibility for water to reach the gums, for water to reach the teeth, so mainly it's not holy as mine, we understand the kasha. Because at the time when he was kaveil, the kaveil with the long handle, so the mekei machtach, then ultimately he chopped off half of the handle. So at the mekei machtach, no water reached the mekei machtach. And according to the first portion in the Rash, even though it's a Bisa story, even though it is a Bisa story, but Rol Bias Mayim Binon. Rol Bias Mayim Binon. That's the Kashi. But according to the second motion in the Rash. So there is no Kashi with Rol Bias Mayim. According to the second motion of the Rash, Rol Bias Mayim doesn't mean that there has to be a possibility of water reaching it. Even if there is no possibility, even if she keeps the mouth closed, as long as the portion of the lip that is normally goal is not closed. So even though the mouth is closed and no, there is no possibility for water to reach the gums, to reach the teeth, so it's still considered Rol Bias Mayim. What is considered in Rol Bias Mayim if on the gums itself or in the teeth itself you have a bone. But if there is no obstruction in the Bias Mayim itself,